evangelist, and as I say, she'd known him over a period of time. She spoke to him very simply because his English wasn't very good, and he gave his life to Christ. And she also spoke wisdom to him into his life, you know, in terms of caring for himself as well. But you know what, God, this affects so many people. So I release this same healing anointing now.
Release, hear this now.
Not just for the people that are here, but this is something that impacts a lot of people. Things like congestive heart failure and other related health problems. So I command this healing to come now. The miraculous health and life-saving resurrection power.
Yes.
I decree and declare that anybody else who has any significant circulatory problems in their lower limbs is healed now. I command no amputations, no peripheral neuropathy. I command any of these afflictions, I say, go now and never return in Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's receive that. Praise God.
Afternoon, church. The Holy Spirit prompted me to come and give testimony. Over 6 years ago now, I've had my eyes healed. Looking around, I see a lot of people wearing glasses. And a lot of people know that I've been healed in my eyes. I used to wear bifocals, and I couldn't stand the changing of the glasses. So I wanted the looking up or down. And I decided I wanted two separate glasses, one for reading, one for every day. So I went and got my eyes retested, chose my glasses, paid for them. Came to church on the Sunday. I was meant to pick it up on the Wednesday. And when I came to church, there was a small child saying how she wanted to read her Bible and she didn't want to wear glasses. And so she gave testimony that her eyes were healed. And Pastor Rick asked her to, you know, as we're doing today, you know, release healing to everyone. And she did that, and my eyes were healed.
Awesome.
And Michael, Sybil's husband, prayed for me, and my eyes were healed.
Great.
And they've sent me all these forms to come and have my eyes tested. I have not gone back. occasionally, I get these little blurred things and saying that, you know, I can't see what. But by the time I blink twice, it's gone.
Amen.
And I refuse to put the glasses on. I haven't done that since.
Praise
so
God.
I thank God for my eyes healed, and I don't like glasses, even sunglasses I don't like. So none of those do I wear.
Release it.
So today, in the mighty name of Jesus, I release healing on every person in this congregation and beyond, and family members who wear glasses, and even those who don't wear glasses. I pray total healing on your eyes because you need to see your word, to read your word.
Yes.
And I bless you today with the Lord healing on your eyes and in your entire body in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. We receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I just want to start. There's somebody here with a left knee pain. You've had constant left knee pain. If that's you, just stand up. Okay.
Anybody left
anyone
knee?
Else?
Anyone
Lorraine?
Else?
Who else?
Bobby.
Okay, Bobby, Lorraine. Okay. Just start moving your left knee. Just start moving it around. Bend on it. That's about all the exercise I'm going to do for the day. So, okay. Any change? Keep going. Keep going until there's a change. Keep going until the knee feels different. Keep moving it. What's happening? Is it a change? Okay. Your knee's fine? Is the change? Is it gone? The pain? Do you have stiffness or pain or both? And is it gone?
Can you show us? Come out here.
Come and show us.
I think he needs to run.
I think he needs to run too. I don't want to run with him, but he can run. Come and run. Show us your knee. You too, Lorraine.
Yes!
Amen. Amen. Who else with their knees? How's your knee? Pardon? Is it painful?
The right one.
Okay, I only had a word for the left knee. I'm not saying you won't heal the right knee, you will do. But
It's the right.
Oh, okay. In Jesus' name, I command that spirit of infirmity off you now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Come off her. In Jesus' name.
It's her turn to run. Her turn to run.
Come and do your best run you can do in your heels. A fast walk. How are we? Amen. Amen.
Come on, come with me.
Amen.
A little more. You're okay. You're doing good.
Man, who? There were others standing for that.
My right knee.
How's everyone else doing with their left knee? How are we doing over there with your left knee? I know you don't want to run, so I know that's why you're doing that. How's your left knee? Has it improved? It's not clicking, and it was clicking before. Thank you, Jesus. Do a few more exercises. Do a few. I give up. So, Bobby, tell us what was wrong with the knee? What happened?
I had this knee pain for quite a long time, and I had it operated before. It was healed, and then the pain came back again. But last Sunday, Brian prayed for me. The pain was reduced, but there was a weakness in my knee. But today, Ed prayed for me. At that time, I could really feel, especially the pain gone, and I couldn't do this before. No way. But now I can.
Good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, you can go now. Yeah. gallstones. Last 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with gallstones, which were keeping me up at night. And the doctor said, "You've got to have surgery." And I said, "I don't really want surgery. I don't really want to remove bits of my body, which I'm sure do something useful." And so there were a few people that prayed for me. And I have not had an instance of gallbladder attack at all
awesome.
For about 2 years. So if you are suffering from gallstones, then stand up. Again, come to the front and they'll pray for you here. I want to go after one other thing. We were in a church in Kilburn. And there was a lady there who couldn't hear properly. And we released healing over her ears. And her ears opened and she could hear. So I want to go after deafness and loss of hearing, hard of hearingness. So if that's you, stand. And come forward. And someone will pray with you.
We just had a word for anybody who has been diagnosed with any form of mental illness or depression. You've been to your doctor and they're treating you for depression or some other mental issue. Right now, in Jesus' name, I command the spirit of oppression off of your mind. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If that's you, just come and stand in agreement today. You have received from the Lord what you asked. You asked the Lord, you have received from Him. It's yours today. It's yours. It's yours. I don't know if you're grasping what's going on right now. This is the HHS. The Heavenly Health System is operating right now. Right now. Ears are being opened and eyes are being healed. Oppression is lifting off of you. In Jesus' name. Give a testimony. Okay. Stand up.
Afternoon, church. I just want to share a testimony when God delivered me of anger and rejection. Yeah? I had real issues with authority to the point where, you know, authority was a real problem for me because I didn't have very good parents when I was growing up, so I was exposed to a lot of abuse, especially a lot of sexual abuse and a lot of other things, right? And I had a lot of issues. But I'd come to church and look like a Christian, but I had this feeling in my stomach when people would talk to me, I was angry. But I'd mastered how to live with it. You know, when you live with something, you master how to live with it. So I had anger. And I went to a retreat. And I'll never forget it. The day before, and I'm sharing the testimony in its fullness because I just want you to grasp how God works. The day before, I was giving my kids a lecture about listening to your elders. So I knew I'm at the retreat, but the devil had tried to stop me from getting there. My card broke down. Loads of things is happening. I was taking the worship leaders there. And the enemy was trying to stop me at every point, yeah? And anyway, I got there. And I was sitting, and I wasn't into this screaming thing when people were praying, they'd fall in the spirit. I was like, really? That's not my kind of thing. You know, I didn't actually believe that that was real. And the woman called for prayer. And in my heart, I thought, I'm not going up for her. Everybody's been up to pray, they'll fail. And I sat next to Margaret. Margaret's not here. She's a lovely woman who is here, older, mature lady in the Lord, right? Sat down and she went, I think God's talking to you. And I thought, no, he ain't. He's not talking to me. And then she says it again. She says, don't you hear me? I think God's talking to you. I went up for prayer. By the time the woman had touched me, I fell. And I'm telling you, I couldn't stop crying. I couldn't stop crying and crying and crying. And in my heat, I was saying, shut up. Stop screaming. Stop crying. But God was doing a work in me, yeah? And honestly, I got up the next morning and I didn't have the knot in my stomach. You understand? I didn't have this spirit. And God says, I've removed the root of rejection from you because I accept you. You understand what I'm saying? And I love you and I've healed you. And honestly, I'm talking about no respect for authority. A lot of the church knows. Right now, I'm a prison chaplain. God couldn't have used me in the authority that I'm under if he hadn't taken away the spirit of rejection. So I declare right now in the name of Jesus, anybody that is sitting here that thinks they are not worthy of love, Father, you love them. You have called them by name. And I remove every spirit of rejection that is over any man who stands here who's been rejected by his Father in the name of Jesus. He will know the love of the Heavenly Father. And he will know that he stands in you. Every woman who has been rejected by her mother and her father and has issues, Father God, she will know that she is wonderfully and beautifully made in your image. I declare the word of the God over everybody in this congregation to children, to adults, to mature people, you are accepted in him, and I declare it now in Jesus' name.
Yes, I suffer from tinnitus, that's ringing in the ears, 24/7. have it for probably about 30 years. There's some noises in that.
Excuse me, did you get that tinnitus? Okay, carry on.
And I just been prayed for, and it stopped.
Yeah! Awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Okay. I want you to release in Jesus' name, command all tinnitus to leave this house in Jesus' name.
I command in Jesus' name all tinnitus to leave this house and to everybody.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, I command it. Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to go after attacks of severe pain. I had an incredibly severe attack of pain. I thought it would go away. It wasn't going away. A physician attended me at home and said, "You must go to the hospital. I think you could die with what you've got." I went to the hospital, and Marilee and I agreed in prayer, and other people went to Northwick Park. They did every kind of test to try to discover the source of this severe pain. And they could not find a reason for it. But all of a sudden, it disappeared. Without reason. It came without reason. It left without reason. I happen to know how it left. And I want right now, everybody close your eyes. You've had attacks of severe pain in your body. Medical examination has not proved successful in providing a permanent solution for your body. In the authority of Jesus' name, I command your pain to go in Jesus' name and never return in Jesus' name. Now you receive this word. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Get out of your seat and just come and agree with somebody up here. Thank you, Jesus. Any testimony? Okay, make it brief. Right.
I had a word given to me in 2014, and then the same word was given to me in 2016 by Liz. It was, the wait is over, and the wait is over. And I'm going to be honest with you, my weight was killing me because I was taking medication, I was taking insulin, and it was piling on stones. And I was very, very heavy, and I was at quite a lot of risk. So what happened was, I did what I could, and the medication kept putting on weight, and I was in a real battle. And that's what I want to say to you. But when the word goes out, the word goes out. The first time I didn't understand it, the second time I acted on it. And other people came to me about different things related to it. What I want to say to you is I had diabetes to the point where I had insulin. And when you're on insulin, they say you're on it for good. No. That's just a lie. And I put it under my feet because I'm an overcomer. I used to go to appointments and they used to say, God didn't give me the diabetes and I didn't ask for it. And I kept with that. And I had no effect. I had it from 2001 in my system to 2017. Till November the 2nd, 2017, and it was going up and up and up. And it was getting worse and worse and worse. But I'm telling you, my God has healed me. I'm just about to go, and I'm in the pre-diabetic stage almost. And they're looking at me and they said, it never goes this way. Yes, it does go this way, yes. Because my Jesus is my Jesus.
Yes, amen.
And anyone that's got diabetes here, you will get healed. And not only will you get healed of that, but if you have problems with weight gain and problems, they tell you that medicine doesn't pull away. Yes, it does in some people. But if you have weight problems as well, I'm a testimony, 6 stone nearly. I'm 3-4 pound off 6 stone lost. And I'm not giving up until it's all gone.
Yes,
because the enemy is a liar. He's in the temple of the Holy Spirit, okay? So don't believe the lie and don't receive it. Because now my health is improving. Now I'm an overcomer because of the victory in Christ. So, Jesus, we bring everybody, Lord, that has problems with diabetes. There are no problems with diabetes because God didn't give it to you and you didn't ask for it. And therefore, you're going to be healed of it. So if you're on medication for it or if you're on anything, you go and you get healed and go and ask for it and go and chase after it because the victory is yours.
Amen.
It is not your portion.
Right.
Peace, righteousness and joy and health, that's your portion. If you've got problems with your weight, get up here quick. Don't let the enemy steal your health from you. You've got work to do for Christ.
Yes.
As long as you're breathing breath, you've got work to do for Christ.
Yes.
Don't let him, the liar, win.
Amen.
You are the head and he is the tail. He's under there. Let your life be a testimony and do God's work, okay? Yes. Amen?
Amen. Amen. So if you've been diagnosed with diabetes, just come to have somebody stand in agreement with you. So when you go back and check it, it's gone. It's just gone out of your system. Jared, would you come? Jared, still around?
I should just stay up here.
So I had an ankle injury that was just not healing. And I tried everything that, the usual recommendations, all of the rest and ice and all, whatever the other things were, I can't even remember now, but it wasn't going. And eventually I came around to the idea that, yes, I need to believe God. And so I did. I began to just declare the healing in my ankle that wasn't healing, and it had been some months and it wasn't improving. But as I began to declare that I was healed, within a few weeks it was gone. And so if you have an ankle injury or some kind of issue with your joint, I'm here to tell you God wants to heal you today. In the name of Jesus, we speak to ankles and joints.
Yes.
We declare them whole right now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Every pain gone, and we just speak complete wholeness and health right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Get up and jump up and down. Make sure you're... That's it. You can do it. Well, Wira.
Good afternoon. Mine was a testimony about my shoulder. I'd pulled a muscle in my neck shoulder, and it was in a lot of pain, and especially when I was driving. I still had to drive because I had loads to do. I had to take the kids to school, pick them up, and it was just a constant pain, so I'd put... ice. I had a shoulder strap on my shoulder, and I was just declaring on the Lord, and I said, Lord, this is not my portion, because earlier in the year, Jared had also had a shoulder pain, and that had gone on from basketball for nearly 9 months, and I said, Lord, I don't need this pain for 9 months. I don't need it at all. And I declared, and we listened to worship songs, and we all agreed in the family that I was healed. And one day, it was just gone. And I thank God.
Praise God.
And I also, as well as agreeing for this over others who have had shoulder pain, I also want to agree for my sister who has got an appointment with a consultant next week because she's having food allergies which have started coming and she never had them before. So I want to also declare for anybody yes. else here. I thank you right yes. now in Jesus' yes. name that all shoulder yes, pain is gone. Oh. It's under our feet. And any food allergies, anything that will affect you, cause you to be in pain in your stomach, is gone right now. And we thank you that anyone who has will get confirmation from the doctor that, Lord, he is the ultimate healer. Yes. And he has done it. And we thank you for the amazing testimonies to come in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to encourage you that today, if you've heard something up to this point, that you don't have any physical way of knowing, but you actually believe that you have received, that you actually have and possess what has been spoken today by the word of the Lord, then go back and check it out. You know, if you could do a test at home, test it at home. Not make an appointment with your doctor ASAP and just say, look, I think my condition has changed. Go back and he'll tell you, well, yeah, it has changed. We don't need to see you for the rest of your life. Goodbye. That's your faith in operation. If you believe you have something, you act accordingly. And that's the school we're all in, is to learn to live as though we have actually what we do have. So we're going to look at some other miracles right now. And we'll come back maybe to healing. We're going to look at some other miracles right now. But you're here today. Well, I'm just going to let Clive share a financial miracle. And he can share it with however.
Sharing... the miracles that God did to bring us from one house to another. In 2016, June 2016, we wrote a list of what we wanted in our next house. And you want to come, Judy? You want to give it to? And yeah, so we made a list of the things we wanted in our new house. It was last year that we had the word move out. Move out into the promised land. And we both felt, okay, now is the time to move. We didn't know where we were going to move out to, so we chose an area which we liked. And we looked around the houses there, and we just said, Lord, may your presence guide us to a place. And there was the Lord's presence fell as we went outside this house 22. Now, we looked at this house, and we didn't like it. It was right on the M1 on the back. We didn't like it. But the Lord that Sunday caused somebody to give us something in the offering, £22. So we said, all right, Lord, you're speaking about 22. But where?
So what happened was is that on our list, I forgot about one thing that I put on it. And that was, I always wanted to look out onto a field. And I had a dear friend, she knows who she is, who reminded, God used her to remind me, Caroline, didn't you want the field? And I went, yes, that's it. So that kind of knocked that one out. But he kept reminding us about 22. Had no idea. So I was lying in my bed and looking at Facebook, as you do. And what popped up was a 4D new home in Harpenton. So I had a look and pressed it and had everything on our list. And I had a plot. And so I looked at the plot, and I had plot 22. So I told Clive.
Okay. My wife's bits are longer than mine, so I'll keep my bit short. We went to see it, and it had everything on our list. Now, interestingly, I've only just gone back to my original seed list that I wrote, and I wrote new house. What I meant was a new house for me, but actually, the Lord brought us to a new build house.
Yes.
So he does take what you write quite seriously. So be careful what you write. So we went there and it had everything we asked. And they got all the things that we were looking for Olivia, schooling-wise and everything like that. So he said, right, we'll take our step of faith. And we had a word, and it was about the Lord is going to bring up hidden treasure. So we sowed some hidden treasure that we had, that the Lord would give us his hidden treasure. And then we said, right, we're going to put our house on the market. We're going to use an online estate agent to save ourselves £10,000. So we did. House got sold in 1 week. It got sold for $50,000 more than the estate agent said we'd get for it. We put an offer in the new place for over $100,000 less than the asking price, and it was accepted.
Yes.
And all of that happened in the period of 1 week. And we're now living in that house.
You see, it was all that time that, you see, sometimes Rick does, you know, speak out truth, and it was all about crossing over the Jordan. It was all about crossing over the Jordan. And everybody here, I really feel that God wants you to cross over that Jordan.
Yes.
And what it is, it's really you stepping out. It's not about you. So when you step out, he actually has all of those things provided for you. So, yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Release that.
Amen. So if anybody is looking to move house,
yes,
and move to a new house, yeah, and they want divine hand on it, I'm going to release that over you now. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can move from glory to glory.
Yes.
That you are always looking to improve and take us on and move us on, Lord, to new places of promise. So we release now your goodness,
yes,
in the area of housing.
Yes.
That you will have houses that you have longed for.
Yes.
Houses that fulfill your dreams.
Yes,
houses,
yes,
that are,
yes,
good for you,
yes,
and are good for your,
yes,
families.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, we release,
yes,
the blessing of,
yes,
housing,
Lord,
now.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Praise God. I pray that you capture the divine wisdom in their testimony. They had a dream. They sowed a seed. They believed and they listened. And God directed them to the destination. They had that house from the moment they believed. It manifested as they walked with him. So you have a seed today, right now. It was released to you a moment ago for your new home. For your new home. Do the same with the seed you've got. You'll end up like them. God's no respecter.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, I had testified before about the miracles that God was doing in my workplace after taking part in Clive's finances training. I changed my mindset towards finances and took that the limits off what I felt that I'd placed in that area. And from December 2017 to October 2018, I had three significant pay rises, and God effectively doubled exactly my salary.
Yeah.
So that was amazing in itself, but it didn't stop there. I had a probation meeting with my manager after 6 months in the post, and I didn't think anything really would come of it because he hadn't set me targets. And usually in our organisation, if you don't set targets, you can't pass your probation. So I thought the process was going to start late. But he did the form, the targets, and the outcomes all in the same 20-minute meeting. He told me I was going to get an increase. It was going to be backdated 6 months. And then he apologized as well and said, I'm fighting for you to get another increase in 6 months' time because I don't want to lose you. So that's... yeah. And... Pastor, it was woken up in the night back in July 2018, and one of the promises that he said was about promotion, was about increase, but the one that really stuck out for me was that you are no longer caged.
Yes.
And I believe that a lot of the time we put these parameters,
yes,
and we receive a blessing and we think, great, I'm here, relief has come. But God has so much more.
Yes.
And I'm finding that there's more and more, and it's nothing,
yes,
that I have done. God's increasing my responsibility, but I've made loads of mistakes as well. But God's grace is all over it. And he just keeps blessing. He has so much more for you all. So I just wanted to declare that over everyone right now.
Let them stand to their feet. I want them to get stand to their feet
stand
on this one.
Stand to your feet, especially if you want a promotion.
If you don't want any more, just stay
a new
seated.
Job.
You can't handle any more, just stay seated. I'm standing.
Amen. I declare supernatural increase
yes.
over every single one of you.
Yes.
Breaking off of debt.
Yes.
Promotion in yes. every area, spiritual, financial,
yes. Yes.
in every area of your life.
Yes.
And just that mindset.
Cool.
That mindset of that God's blessing is more than you could ever dream of or imagine.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. You've got more coming to you now, but you're glad you came today. Praise God. If you're a young person here and you had God help you with your exam, I'd like you to come out here to the front. Come here. Okay. I promise it's safe. Awesome. Whoa. Do you see what you're seeing? Nobody told me when I was their age that God would help me with my studies. I'm sure my dad would have been proud if they had. Well, I'd have you all testify, but let's just start here with Amari.
What happened? I had my SATs, and they felt very easy. And I was hardly practicing, which I feel ashamed to say, but I mean, God gave me a miracle.
He gave you a miracle. Awesome. Yeah. Praise God.
As you know, I finished my GCSEs last year. I got 9 equivalent A stars. A couple of weeks ago, I just finished my AS levels, did 8 exams. Normally people do 6, but I chose an extra subject, so I finished 8 exams. It was really hectic, but God really helped me through every moment of it, and I praise Him for that.
Praise God. Praise God.
I thank Jesus for all the mocks that He's brought me through and my GCSEs, because in my mocks, I got an unexpected level that on my report card I wouldn't have gotten if God didn't help me with that.
Awesome. Praise God. Let's give thanks for that.
I did my end of year exams, and in my science exam I got third highest score in the whole school.
Awesome. Praise God.
So I had my end of year 7 end of year exams, and I kept revising, and I got an A in geography.
Awesome.
I usually struggle in maths, and I had an exam and I got the highest score I've ever gotten.
So we just finished our GCSEs, like not our full GCSEs, but like the one we're doing this year, and like it was quite easy, the first one, but I pray that I get a good result. So and yeah.
Amen. You got it.
I had a maths test, and normally I get a higher one. And last time I did one, I didn't really get a good score, but I did this time.
This time you did?
Yeah.
Amen.
In geography, I did well in my test.
You did well in your test. Amen. Praise God.
I've just finished uni, and every grade that came back in third year was a first.
I graduated last year, but my grades from second and first year weren't that great, and they said to me that I was going to repeat, but I didn't repeat anyway, and in third year I got a first, so I was happy about that.
I had my exams last year, and I lost my mum, so I had to travel from London to Leicester to complete my exams, and because of that and finding new housing, I wasn't able to revise as much. And so I went and I did the paper, and I said to God, really, it's just you and me here. And so I did the paper, and then I looked at it at the end of the exam, and something said to me, God said to me, reread the question. So I reread the question, and it said, you're supposed to answer two questions, and I realized that I had answered two, but I'd only written one in the margin. And so he said, write one and two. And if I didn't do that, I would have failed. But thank God.
Now, if you have any exams left to take, would you stand to your feet? Between ages 0 and 100? You got some exams. I don't care what kind of exam it is. You got an exam left to do. They're going to release exam excellence to you. So hold out your hands right now if you want exam excellence. Come on, hold out your hands. Okay. Everybody up here, you repeat after me. In Jesus' name, we release to you now exam excellence to the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You got it. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Yeah, come.
Yeah, I just want to speak to those people who may not have an education. And I just say that as a young person, 13 years of age, I got expelled from school. So I had no education. Came to know Jesus, praise God, saved. Now, the fear of not making it in education stopped me so much for going for different jobs, because I thought, I'm not qualified for that. I haven't got an education. I've got nothing on paper to say I qualified. But God is God of grace, and there's no limits on His grace. And I worked in a special needs school as a lunchtime supervisor, and somebody said to me, Carolyn, you need to go for this. And I said, oh no. But the fear, you know, it was a teacher assistant, yeah. But the fear of doing the exam when, you know, my spelling was absolutely poor. But anyway, God said, I'm going to break that fear off you. So I went and I did the exam and I got the job. I got the job. So I want to break off those who think because of their education, I never had anything, that does stop God. It doesn't stop God. So if you can stand up, if anything that it's limited you, please stand up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the favor of God upon each one that stood up today, Father. And I declare that never good enough has no authority over your life no more. And I declare today promotion and jobs and increase over your lives now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let's receive it. Amen. Oh, yes. Come on, right.
Just regards to education, I have to say this. Mic up. Yeah. At the age of 14, I could barely read. I could barely read. I'm telling you that. I knew I could think, but I couldn't get it down on paper. And that's because I was dyslexic. And I'm old enough that the word dyslexic didn't exist, you know, when I was young. And about 16 and a half, I started to pray and say, God, you've got to show me how I can do things and do things right, when I realized you needed education, that is. And from that day on, I don't really think I've ever failed an exam. Yeah? I don't think I've failed an exam. Yeah? I think the only time I really screwed up was when I tried to do my degree in 2 years. And then I went on and did my master's. And I always worked in industry. My friend wanted me to come and teach with him because he was a teacher. I said, I can't spell. How can I be a teacher? And when I couldn't get a job when I came back from the States, I thought, well, I'll do this for a while. And I'm still teaching after 24 years. Yeah, so don't be put off. Yeah, just keep working at it, whatever it is. Amen.
Yeah.
what you said is that you can be greater than you think.
Yes, definitely.
I'd like you all to stand to your feet and hold out your hands. And Ray is going to release grace to be all that you can be in Christ. In the name of Jesus.
Father God, I just want to thank you that I'm here today and that I'm living proof that there are no limits to what you can do, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you for all those youngsters that are out there that for some reason they don't believe they can. And I've seen this, after a year, and sometimes I even do something that's wrong. I say to the class, let's sit together and have a prayer, whether they're Muslims or Christian. And you know what? They all gather around and pray, and unbelievably. So I believe that God can change. Yes. He says, look, don't believe in what you see. Yeah? It's what you don't see. And I've seen at the end, things manifest themselves in a way that's just unbelievable, Lord. People come back to me and say, sir, I've got my degree. I said, what degree? They said, I got 2-1. I said, unbelievable, unbelievable. I told you you could do it. In Jesus' name, amen. And this is whether they're Muslim, Hindu, or what. They all pray and say, amen. Unbelievable. Thank you, Lord. I just release this on this congregation. Yes. I release this now on these youngsters, Lord, that they'll go on to do unbelievable things and be creators, inventors. Oh, Lord. I know it's true because I've seen it more than once, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
I want to do one more with education. When I was applying for universities, I was looking for decent universities, but not the best universities. And I had a granddad who was praying for me, and I think he wanted me to go to Oxford. Now, it wasn't in my scope of thinking until somebody says, do you fancy it? I said, okay, I'll give it a go. So I did their exams. I got a 2E offer, and I went to Oxford. Now, my grades I got in the end weren't enough to get me into the good universities, but because I had a 2E offer, I went to Oxford. And I just sense there is a grace on people getting way above what they're expecting, way above what they're thinking they could do, especially in the area of education. So if that's you, and you are looking for that miracle, then just come forward now. Stand up, come forward. If you want something spectacular in the area of education. Amen. Amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we tear the roof off expectations. We tear the roof off whatever would hold people back, would stop them putting themselves forward, Lord. But instead, Lord, you will start invoking dreams, dreams of excellence, Lord, where people can stand with in places where they don't deserve to stand, Lord, in institutions that are ancient and are learned, which you may not deserve to stand, but there is a grace of God that flows in this moment, in this time, to people for their educational, that they will do way above what they think they can do. But you will expand, Lord, and you will cause miracle after miracle after miracle in this area of education, that there will be no limits in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Connected to that, and in a moment we'll do something else in relation to healing, and then we'll be finished, at least in a manner of speaking. Actually, right here, it's these two people. They have a testimony. about getting into a school that you couldn't get into.
Hello. This is to do with a testimony for Jesse, who came up earlier and declared how he was healed of his epilepsy. We applied for a school that both me and Jared had gone to as well when we were younger, and it was a great school, and we applied in the normal route, and then we got the results saying that Jesse hadn't got in. And so we prayed and we declared, and I decided we were going to go through the appeals process, and that they give you a few months while you prepare. And in the meantime, the kids had just been watching a Superbook episode on the walls of Jericho. So we declared that in that week before that we were going to go for the interview, we went around the school, all of us, and my daughter Debbie played the trumpet, and so did Joel. Very noisy in the car. So we drove around the whole area that would surround the school. Every day we did that, running up to the day of the day before the interview. And the kids, they had to put on a marker that we'd all done this. We'd all marched around the wall of Jericho. So we had the interview, and it went, you know, with the appeals panel. And we believed that we had favor, but you don't really know. And they said that they'll write to us in 2 weeks' time. And even the school put their reasons forward, and we said, well, we agree. We can see why you didn't put us through, but we're still appealing for this and this and this reason. And 2 weeks later, we got a reply to say that the appeal had been overturned. The appeal had overturned the school's decision, and Jesse got in.
So I want you to stand to your feet. Rawira is going to release to you in Jesus' name grace to get into places you could never have gotten in without a miracle. Some of it isn't just school. You're thinking right now, I'd like to get into that space, but I'm not qualified. I couldn't do this or that. Right now, that's being destroyed. That limitation is being destroyed in Jesus' name. That's what miracles are. They're the destruction of limitations. So I want you to hold out your hands to the Lord. And in a moment, Wawira is going to release the power that destroys limitations. You've had some limitations. They're going now. Even as she speaks, receive it in Jesus' name.
I declare victory right now, that strongholds are broken.
Yes.
That the walls come down as they did in Jericho. That there are no limitations on what you can do. We thank you, Lord, that you have put forward all the right people who will come to you, your people. That you will close any doors and you will open every door that you are to go through.
Yes.
There's no limitation on what you can do. You are meant to thrive in Jesus' name. You are victorious, not only because of who you are, but whose you are. You are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And he has given you victory at the cross. We declare it's done in Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap. Thank you, Lord. Limitations are gone. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Got another... do you have a testimony?
I've got a quick one just that follows that one.
You have a testimony?
That just came to me.
Yeah, just stand right here and tell everybody.
So as everyone knows, I was homeless. And for Darcy, we'll be starting school in September. And you had to apply on the 15th. Everything had to be in by the 15th of January. So on the 10th of January, for example, people were saying to me, did you do the application? I was like, no. The 11th of January, did you? No. Why? I said, because I'm going to move, because I wanted to get her into a certain school. I said, I'm going to move and I'll be in the catchment area for that school. People are going, oh, where are you moving to? I was like, oh, I don't know yet, but I'm going to move. And I moved into my new flat on the 14th of January, and I'd done the application on the 15th, on the very last day, and she got into the school.
Awesome.
And I just remembered that now because Will Weir has said that.
Praise God. Awesome testimony. I'd like Toshi and Chidima to come. You know, in your journey in Christ, you don't know what you're going to face down the road. But one thing you can be certain of, you know who's going to face it with you. You keep that in mind. You know, I'm not alone. It's not just little old me. Their story is a remarkable testimony. The amazing power of God. She's going to hold the testimony.
Yeah. Praise God. So, you all started in 2012. And I can remember after service, Angela, she met us just as we were walking past. And she said, I don't know what your plans are. I don't know if you people are trying for children yet or not. But I want to let you know that you people are going to bring up your children different from how either myself or Chinima was being brought up, that our children will be brought up so differently, and God will give us the wisdom to do that. So we're like, okay. And soon after that, then Chidi, you passed your exams, and then we felt you probably were in a good place. And then late 2013, and she was pregnant, and we came on the end of the year to give a testimony, and Pastor said something, but it all didn't make sense then. So he said, you know, he has prayed for us, and I felt he was kind of joyful, but his statement wasn't that joyful. His statement was more of like encouragement, so which I felt was a bit odd, but okay. So then later on we discovered that it was an ectopic pregnancy. So
ectopic pregnancy is when the pregnancy is not in the womb. So it's in my case, it was in the tube that's attached to the womb. So it's not in the right place, basically.
So we kept believing God for healing, and we kept confessing, God, you made us, you made man, you know where the womb is, and this baby would move to the womb. So that was what we kept standing on. So, and they said, okay, we have to do another test, and that test, it all was there. And then I got a job that was a long, like 12-hour shift. So I start 8 and finish 8. So it was a long shift. But I said that to say this. One day I told him I won't be coming in because I was going for an interview in Chelsea and Westminster Hospital. So they should give me that day off because it was an agency job, and people who do agency job know how it is. So you go in even when you feel like and when you don't feel like, because if you say, look, I don't feel like coming in, the next day they won't call you, and so you just keep going. So I told him I'm taking that day off because I didn't tell him I was going for an interview, just for a day off. And it happened that day, the tube ruptured. So, but unknown to both of us, so she was having bleeding, internal bleeding. So we used to do this prayer line. So I came in for prayer line. And as we were doing prayer line, Gloria called me and said, look, I think you need to go home now. So I went home and she said, oh, that she wants me to just be around. So we kept praying and said, kept praying. I touched her womb, her tummy, and she said, oh, it's painful. So we just kept praying and believing God. Soon after, the tone changed a little bit. So she was like, oh, I just want you to be here. Don't move away. And I was very hungry. So I said, let me just go. And she said, no, don't go. Just come back. I just want to keep seeing you. So, and then she said, going pale. And I knew that this is not going well. So I called the ambulance. So they asked me, oh, is she breathing? I said, yes. Said, is she conscious? I said, yes. Does she have a regular heartbeat? I said, yes. They said, okay, they are going to take like 20 minutes to come. So, but then she had a very good friend who her bridesmaid, Frida. So I called Frida and told Frida what was happening. She said, oh, that she was just coming back from Bible study and she's around the corner, that she will come down. So immediately she just drove down. Within 3 minutes, she was in the house. So I just I carried her, and she was in a great deal of pain. She was shouting, but I wouldn't let go. I just carried her into the car, and we drove down to St. Mary's Hospital because we didn't want to, because they have her history. They've been looking after her there. So, and the good thing also was that Frida, who also was a doctor, had worked in St. Mary's before, so she still had her ID. So she tapped in through the back door, got everything. We wheeled her in. As we were going in, she collapsed. She lost consciousness.
So what year is this now that we're on?
This was in 2000, early 2014.
Okay, move forward a little bit.
We're going forward.
Okay.
So it's a lot.
So just to summarize, so that was then 2014, and so I had to have surgery, and that. And they saved my life, basically. I would have died. I lost about 2 liters of blood in my abdomen. So anyway, that passed. We gave testimony, thank God. And at least, you know, we were going to try again. Our faith levels were risen again. We're going to try again. And then I can't remember which year, 2016, we were pregnant again. So it was a while. And at that time, it took a long time. So we went for some tests. And in the process of going for tests, they discovered I was already pregnant. But again, we did a scan, and lo and behold, another ectopic pregnancy. So sadly, the other side that wasn't affected last time was affected this time. And again, it ruptured. And again, I bled internally. But by his grace, it wasn't as dramatic as the first time. So, and again, I had to go for surgery again. Naturally speaking, my chance of getting pregnant naturally was, really diminished. And so, but we had this word. And we believe God, and the word says, you know, that we wouldn't be childless, you know, and I was going to be a joyful mother of children. So we come, keep believing God, and because I do want to do this, I get emotional. We sought medical help, and we tried tests and treatment after treatment after treatment. The years were rolling by, naturally speaking, not getting younger. Getting more and more concerned. But then, praise God, we did fall pregnant 2 years ago. And praise God, but sadly, by 6 weeks, again, the pregnancy didn't. We had a miscarriage. So you can imagine. So eventually, anyway, by God's grace, Pastor and everybody at this church has been so supportive. And one thing that we held on to that Pastor said actually was that I think the first ectopic, he said, look, the story doesn't end this way. This is not how the story ends. And that's what we stood on. So many scriptures, really great worship music. And then I think as the time was going, and also all the treatments were getting less and less successful, like some tests they do, check your bloods and all this, and the numbers were going down. So it was, you know, the doctors themselves weren't hopeful. Our family and friends who had been with us from the beginning gradually were getting a little bit kind of, maybe, you know, should take a break. Until 2017, Pastor gave a word to say, move on, you know, that, you know, in other words, for us, we took it, don't give up, keep going. And by his grace, we found that we were expecting Amara. In July last year, we've discovered we were expecting, and by his grace, she's here. And I keep saying grace, 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 because actually Amara means grace, you know. So we just thank God. And had anything to add? The pregnancy was like a miracle, because all the things we've been through, we expected I would have problems. I had no problems at all. My blood pressure, everything was completely normal. I had a normal delivery, no tears. Ladies out there, no tears, nothing. Nothing. You know. I couldn't ask for better, you know. Honestly, I was working. You guys saw me. I was here worshiping until the last weekend of the pregnancy. I was still here, you know, no issue. So really, to God be the glory, really.
I just wanted to add that the doctors were so pushy for her to have surgery, and they kept telling her cesarean, that, oh, you have to have cesarean. Because it means, and also during the scans, they found out that the first scan, they found out that she had the baby had 2 kidneys, and so we kept on praying about that even that wouldn't be the case. We said that God would take that away, and it wouldn't be the case. So, and that happened. The next scan, it was never mentioned again after that. Then for the scan we had, the doctor said, oh, I don't like the way the heart is, that the heart is not quite right. And she sent us to the cardiologist. So I tried to probe and ask, what did she say? She said, well, it's not up to me to tell. The cardiologist will tell you and all that. So, and she said, well, the line of the heart is a bit thicker than normal. So, and that's something they have to investigate. So, and that Sunday, the Sunday before that week, Pastor was preaching about Dr. Google, asking Dr. Google. And yeah, so because I wanted to Google, you know, thickness of the heart, what it means. And so yeah, I had you know, prick in my conscience. I said, look, so if after asking Google, what would you do about it? So I didn't. We just prayed about it. I said, whatever it is, we trust God. And the doctor consultant said, well, I don't know why they sent you here. I've looked for, I think, over 20 minutes or 30 minutes. And they said, everything is perfectly fine. And
we praise God. Stay here. I want you to stand to your feet. Lots of things in this great testimony. One of the things, I'm sure the thread that has come through to us all, is that when you persevere in faith, you arrive at the place you were intended to be. And that's what Amara is. She's the reward of faith persevering. And I'm going to ask Chidima to release grace upon you, upon me, upon us all, that sometimes in our journey there's a time frame. As Hebrews 6:10 says, who through faith and perseverance, or faith and patience, inherit the promises. Sometimes there's a test, and you have to persevere.